If there's such a thing as a red zone, that is, you know, like within the 20-yard line before Christmas, oh, we're in it now. And chances are, and I feel like I know you, mom, dad, brother, sister, grandpa, grandma, you're probably doing Google searches right now for LOL doll, LOL surprise set, Hot Wheels Mario Kart Raceway, Magic Mixies Cauldron, whatever that is, Xbox Series X, where you find that, or the PS5. And who could blame you? Because those are apparently, according to research, or more importantly, Google, the hottest toys this holiday season. And chances are some little person in your life has asked for that toy. But what if it doesn't come on time? Not the ones from Santa. Santa's got his part covered. But these were specifically assigned to us as parents or grandparents or something. Family member, loved one. And what if they don't arrive? We're going to find some answers for you. Hey, it's Bill Adams. Thanks for being here. This is the Cool Dad Rules. Happy holidays, as always. And we've covered this before. We did this in the last podcast, the last episode. How the pressure-packed Christmas season can take away so much of the joy of this stuff. We've all been there, right? Remember that movie Jingle All the Way, where Arnold was looking for a Turbo Man doll? And the search and the stress and the madness that happens when you're trying to find that stuff. It's true. It happens. We all fall into that trap sometimes. But this is a very, very peculiar year. It's a special year in many kinds of ways as far as consumer habits go and spending goes. First of all, what the research has told us from about midsummer on is that people, you and me and everybody else, are going to spend a lot of money this season, more so than ever, because I think the main theory into this, the main mindset is, who knows what's going to happen next year? Who knows what's going to go? Who predicted a pandemic? Not you, not me. So we're not going to hold back on giving this year. We're not going to hold back on trips and dreams and making things happen. So the spending is up. Here's what else is happening. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard about the supply chain issues. No matter what the cause of that is, no matter what you think that is, I've got my own theories too, but it's not getting any better. Demand is sky high. Supply is way low, and the stress is probably through the roof, higher than ever before. Does it have to be that way? Well, it's some alternatives for you. Now what you're thinking is, okay, the gift doesn't arrive. I was the one that was supposed to get that. I'm the one who was responsible. I didn't come up with the main toy. What am I going to do, write an IOU? How lame is that? Well, maybe, but maybe not the worst idea. Let me explain what I'm talking about here. Is there something to be learned? Are there life skills we can pass on to kids when things are a little bit tougher to get? Absolutely, as we always say. And it's not the sexiest thing in the world. It's not the most exciting thing. And sometimes it sounds really preachy. But isn't it true? And doesn't it always come down to this, that feeling of perspective? I can remember as clear as day, my mom and dad telling me, you know what? There are kids on the other side of the world now who don't have anything. And as a kid, you don't want to hear that. Of course you don't. You don't want to, like, how does that relate to me? That's what the kid's thinking. But I tell you what, as that kid gets older and becomes me or you, it becomes true, doesn't it? We don't always get what we want. We don't always get the wish list done. We don't. And this might be the year where that is put to the test and that is proven more true than ever before because of the things that are going on. So how do we deal with it as parents? Well, first of all, yeah, absolutely. You could give them the old IOU, right? Maybe this isn't right here, right now, but it's coming. But found some research. I really like her information. I might have her on the podcast someday soon. Her name is Dr. Judy Ho. And she had a great idea about this. And this is where, this is another life skill we can teach kids. I call it the two-for-one deal. Now listen to this. And before you judge what she's saying, and you kind of see this as way too soft on the kids and bending way too much for them and kind of spoiling them. Hold on a second. Here's what you said about that.
So sit them down and explain to them that despite your best efforts, you weren't able to get them this toy, that it was nothing that they did, but that they're going to have to wait a little longer. But in the meantime, would they like to pick out an alternate toy until they get the toy of their choice?
Ah, the two-for-one deal, I call that. Now, why is that the two-for-one deal? Because the kid, maybe for the first time in his or her life, realizes that delayed gratification may work out for the best for me. Now, you may be sitting there thinking, that's spoiling them. What are you talking about? They're gonna con me into getting two gifts when they were asking for one? Why not? Before you judge that, and before you say that yourself, think if you've done this yourself. Think if you've ever been to a restaurant and the service was bad, something happened, and you're bummed out about that, you know, and you're maybe upset and you want your money back. But then all of a sudden the manager comes over and says, listen, I know things were rough. We're having a tough time finding staff right now. We're under a shortage too. Let me comp your meal right now. And here's a little half off gift certificate for the next time. Do you feel better about that? Yes, you do. Who wouldn't? I would. If I'm at a theme park and the ride is broken down and I've already been in line for an hour with the family, but they come back and they give me a fast pass for the next time. Well, hold on a second. Not so bad. Listen, bottom line is we all do that. We're all looking for the bigger, better deal. So what's wrong with that theory? What's wrong with saying to the kid, okay, pick up something now that's easier to get. In the meantime, we're still working on your gift. And that may come, and then you're ahead by 1.5, maybe even 2. Before you poo-poo that as spoiling the kid, I think it's a great life skill to teach them because they can benefit down the road as a consumer. Uh-huh. Here's another thing that, again, this is coming from Dr. Judy Ho. I love her life advice. I kind of stole this from her. Don't promise specific brands for things, especially this year. Say you could do the best you possibly can. The kid's still going to be happy with it. It's still Christmas. It's still an awesome thing. Don't promise specific things that you know you can't deliver on until you have them in hand. Here's another one to teach. Here's another life skill on this and why this supply shortage Christmas, if we're calling it that, is maybe not such a bad thing when it comes to parenting. What a great way to teach about what's going on in the world. Again, I get it. I get it's maybe not what you want to sit down and talk to the family about. It's not the most exciting thing in the world, but it's a great opportunity to explain why these things are happening. Why is there a shortage? Why is shipping delayed? Maybe you're getting that gift. It's on its way, but they can't find enough people to deliver this stuff. If you're absolutely striking out on everything, all of these, what is it, the LOL doll, the PS5, the new stuff, the new electronics, you can't find any of that stuff. And again, it wasn't up to Santa this year. It was up to you to come up with this and to come up with the goods. Here's another great idea that according to consumer research says is bigger than ever this year. And I never even thought about this, but it's a great idea. And I think this is another one that you're going to hear at first and go, eh, I don't know. Not my family, not my kids. Hold on a second. Just hold on a second before you judge that. Experiential gifts. What does that mean? Okay, here's the scenario. Grandpa comes over and says, I couldn't get this specific LOL doll for his granddaughter, right? He says, I'm still going to work on it. We're still going to work on that down the road. But in the meantime, this is what I got you. This is a special play date in the park. This is a special ice skating session with you and me. Here's a special ski lesson with you and me. Or we're going to the batting cages. We don't do that enough where they're alternative experience gifts. And apparently, according to a lot of the research, those gifts are going through the roof this year. Here's the great thing. They don't sell out nearly enough unless it's really appointment-based. And can't you see it already? Don't you know the benefit to this? You can see it clear as day. It's special time that they'll get to spend with you, and it's not a material gift. It's something that you can do with them that'll last forever, long after that toy or long after that electronic game, whatever it is broken and long gone and forgotten in the box of lost Christmas toys later on. They'll always remember that special time with mom or dad or brother or sister or grandma or grandpa. And those gifts are a great idea. And they're all over the place, by the way. You can do a Google search for experiential gifts in your area, things you can do. A great way to be able to find things that you never even knew existed in your particular area. And from mom and dad's perspective, we talked about this a little bit before. Isn't it all about expectations? I think we set these expectations so high, way too high. We all do it. We're all guilty of it because we want to make the Christmas season, the holiday season, even into New Year's, as awesome it can be. But you know what that leads to? Somebody's going to get disappointed. It's not always the idyllic Christmas. We always used to joke around in my family, well, it's not Christmas till somebody cries, because that all comes from expectation. Let's lower the expectation a little bit and realize what this is all about. It's about spending that awesome quality time with friends and family and realizing what we have and appreciating what we really do have and remembering the gratitude and the awesome things that actually happen and come from this holiday season. So I go back to her again. Dr. Judy Ho has great perspective on this.
Be gentle with yourself. The holidays are an important time for self-compassion, which we have so little of.
Isn't that the truth? Why do we always beat ourselves up first when it comes to this stuff, especially when it comes to the holidays? Well, the typical reasons. Less sleep, more pressure, more spending. You're out of your own eating habits. And again, we put this pressure on ourselves to make everything perfect. I think what you're going to find is our kids will surprise us. They're not looking for everything perfect. They're really looking for quality time with you. Bottom line of the Cool Dad Rule, do not stress this holiday season. You can still get it done even if the gift doesn't arrive. There are all kinds of alternatives. And just to recap, the 2-for-1 deal to the kid. Don't promise specific brands. What a great way to teach about current events. And remember again that this delayed gratification feeling that they get, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's actually a great, great life skill. And take the pressure off yourself to try to make everything perfect. And if even all that fails, don't forget you have one other option. Don't blame the kid. You can blame it on the big guy. Hey, Santa has labor problems too this year. All right, just an idea. I'm getting close to it. Thanks for hanging out with me. For the Cool Dad Rules, my name is Bill Adams. Thanks for downloading, subscribing, sharing that along, all that great stuff. Love that. And also, social media stuff. You can find the Cool Dad Rules for interaction on the Facebook page, also on Instagram as well. And all that's it. We'll talk to you soon.